Hallelujah. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 19 from verse 16 to 26. Amen. Hallelujah. This month God will visit you and you will laugh throughout. You will enjoy the goodness of God. In Jesus' mighty name. Matthew chapter 19. Matthew chapter 19 from verse 26. From verse 16 to 26. Praise the Lord. The Bible says, "And behold, word came and said unto him, Good master, what good thing shall I do that I may have eternal life? And he said unto him, Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one, that is, God. But if thou wilt enter into life, keep the commandments. And he said to him, Which? Jesus said, Matthew chapter 19, verse 18. He said unto him, Which? Jesus said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Matthew chapter 19, verse 20. And the young man said unto him, All these things have I kept from my youth up. Yet, what lack I yet? What lack I yet? Jesus said unto him, If thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast and give to the poor. Excuse me. And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. But when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, Verily I say unto you, that a rich man shall hardly enter into the kingdom of heaven. And again I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. When his disciples heard it, they were exceedingly amazed, saying, Who then can be saved? But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus Christ. This month, I'm going to be starting a brand new series of teachings titled, All Things Are Possible. Amen. You have to learn to say that with a smile on your face. Amen. Because the smiling side is the winning side. The laughing side, the joyful side is the winning side. Say it with me. One, two, ready, go. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things are possible. Jesus said, with man it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Look at that statement. All things, not some things. All things, not a few things. All things, meaning everything, meaning anything, anything and everything. All means all. All means all. All things are possible. All things are possible. All things, everything, are possible. Wow, hallelujah. That's like God giving us a blank check with a signature on it and saying, put anything there and it is possible. All things are possible. What is possibility? What then is possibility? What then is possibility? Let me give you some of my definitions of possibility here. Number one, possibility is the creation of a thought, a desire, or a request. Possibility is the creation of a thought, a desire, or a request. It is the bringing to life something that you imagine or something that you want or something that you ask for. Possibility is the formation of your mental desire or your mental request or your mental imaginations. It is the physicality handling in the realm or experiencing the reality of a thought, experiencing the reality of a desire, experiencing the reality of a request. That is to say, you desire it and you see it. You want it and you have it. You ask it and you receive it. Possibility is a realm, I don't know what number that is now, maybe number 4 or 5, I don't know. Possibility is a realm where all what you say, you see. Where all what you ask, you receive. And where all you desire, you become. Possibility. 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 Number next. Possibility is the world of no limits, no boundaries. Possibility is the realm of no limits, no boundaries. No limits, no boundaries. All things, Jesus said, are possible. That is to say, all things that you think, that you desire, or that you ask is possible. Amen. Does that make sense to somebody? All things that you think, that you desire, or you ask, or you want, is possible. Praise God. Praise God. I'm glad I serve a Jesus that can say that to me. I'm glad that I have a God that can fulfill that word. That all things are possible. Every other God, no other God can say that. Because every other God is a small Jireh. Only him is Jehovah Jireh. There are little Jirehs here and there. When a man tells you, whatever you want, ask me. When you go and give him a request that is beyond him, he will tell you, come back tomorrow. Come and see me next week. But this Jehovah Jireh God says, all things are possible. Come on now. All things are possible. With man, it is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. Man has a limit. The best of man is limited, utterly limited. So don't mind any funny person that says to you, anything you want, come and meet me. One funny man came to me when we first started this ministry and said to me, Pastor D, what needs do you have in your ministry? Some of you know my response already. Some of you that are Oyedepo breed like me too, you know what my response are. So what needs have you in your ministry? I looked at him. I said, we need souls. We need what? We need souls. I didn't want to give him the response that my father Oyedepo would give him. I gave him my own customized response. I said, we need souls. He was probably expecting me to say, we need chia and instruments. We need all those ephemeral things. I said, no. I said, we need souls. Can you give souls? Amen. The man kept quiet. That was the last time he asked me about that. Eh? Because the best of man is limited. The best of men is limited. No man can give souls. The Bible says, no one cometh to the Father except God draws him. So it is God that gives the souls. Amen. So with man, it is impossible. With man, it may be impossible. But not with God. If you can think it, God can do it. If you can desire it, God can make it happen. If you can ask God for it, God can do it. He can do all things. He can do all things. He can do all things. So this month of June, make sure that you desire the right things. Amen. Make sure that you imagine the right things. Make sure that you ask the right things from the right person, who is God. Because with man, whatever you desire, whatever you ask, or whatever you imagine, is impossible. But not with God. For with God, all things, everything is possible. There is nothing my God cannot do. There is nothing my God cannot do. There is nothing beyond the abilities of my God. What God cannot do does not exist. What God cannot give you has not been created. Where God cannot take you has not been found. With God, all things are possible. The possibility God. Amen. The realm of possibility is the realm of God. The realm of possibility is the realm of God. When you begin to function and operate in the realm of the Spirit of God, you begin to experience unlimited possibilities. When you begin to operate at the frequency of the Spirit of God, not in the flesh, not according to your carnal mind. When you begin to operate at the frequency of the Spirit of God, you begin to experience unlimited possibility. The realm of possibility, this realm of unlimited possibility is what I call the realm of faith. The realm of faith. The realm of faith is the realm of possibilities. The realm of faith is the realm of unlimited possibilities. That's why this month, like I read in the prophetic word for the month, go and read that book, The Unlimited Power of Faith by Bishop David Oyedepo. The Unlimited Power of Faith. The realm of possibility is the realm of faith. What is faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1, faith, now faith. Amen. We used to read that and say, now faith is. No. Read it this way. Now faith, the faith of now. The faith that believes God now. The faith that knows God can do it now. Is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now faith. Not, that's why people, when people say, I am believing God, there's nothing like that. When you are saying, I am believing God for something, that is a future tense. That's not the kind of faith we're talking about here. The faith that says, I believe God. In the present tense, not present continuous. I believe God. That's the faith we're talking about. That's the now kind of faith. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Faith is the force that overcomes the world. Faith is the force that conquers the world. Faith is the force that crushes impossibilities. Faith is the only thing impossibility respects. Faith is the only thing impossibility bows down to. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. He says, for whatever is born of God overcome the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. So faith is what impossibility respects. When you are faced with impossibility, when impossibility knocks on the door, send faith to open and you find out nobody is there. When impossibility knocks on your heart, when a situation comes to you as though it is impossible, send faith to open the door and you find out that nobody is there. Because faith conquers the world. Faith is the force that overcomes the world. If you receive a medical bill or a medical statement, or if you receive any kind of notice from work or any kind of report that is not of God, that seems impossible, activate your faith. Send faith to open the door and you'll find out that nobody is there. Impossibilities respect faith. They fear faith. They are terrified by faith. When you act and you activate and act in faith, impossibilities change their name. They go back to impossible. They pretend. Amen. It is faith that turns impossibility to impossible. You know that word impossibility? I-M-P-O-S-S-I-B-I-L-I-T-Y. Impossibility. When faith hits it, when it sees faith, it quickly puts an apostrophe in between the I and the M. And it converts it to I am possible. I am possible. It is faith that converts impossibility to impossible. Faith. What then is faith? Faith is partnership with God. When you engage in faith, you are in business with God. When you engage in faith, you are in business. Partnership. Active partnership with God. God, who is ever constant, will always bring his word to pass. So faith is that medium of being in business with God. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6 that without faith it is impossible to please God. What makes faith work? Let me give you one more definition of faith, and then I'll tell you what makes faith work. What is faith? I have here my note. I said faith is seeing with God's eyes, thinking with God's mind, and speaking with God's mouth. Seeing through God's eyes. Remember I said we are the apple of his eyes. So God has eyes. Seeing through his eyes. Thinking with his mind. He said, I know my thoughts that I have towards you. So God thinks. He said, yo, we have the mind of Christ. So God has a mind. Thinking through his mind. And speaking through his mouth. And God spoke. As God spoke. You know. And God said. Beginning from Genesis chapter 1 verse 3. God has started speaking since then. And he's still speaking till now. And he'll continue to speak after now. So faith is when you see things. See your situation. See yourself. The way God sees you. Can God apply for a job and he'll be rejected? Can God apply for a visa and he'll be denied? Can God toast a lady and she says no? No. See yourself through the eyes of God. See yourself the way God sees you. Can God be on an airplane and it crashes? No. Can God have coronavirus? Impossible. See yourself through the eyes of God. So faith is seeing with God's eyes, thinking with God's mind. Thinking with God's mind and speaking with God's mouth. Faith is seeing with God's eyes, thinking with God's brains, God's mind, and speaking through God's mouth. Now, what makes faith work? Let me show you a mystery here. What makes faith work? Remember, we're still talking about all things are possible. And we're talking about the realm of possibility is the realm of faith. And we have just defined faith. Now, what makes faith work? What makes faith work is that God is pleased. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6. The Bible says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. So with faith, you please God. You make God happy. And when God is happy, he opens his hands and satisfies your desires. Psalm 145, verse 16. So what makes God happy is your faith. When your faith is activated, God is happy. And then when God is happy, in his presence is fullness of joy. And as his right hand are pleasures forevermore. That's what makes faith work. It is because faith makes God happy that makes faith work. It is because faith pleases God. So if faith pleases God, lack of faith surely displeases him. You see, God has no problem answering your prayer or giving you your desire. He's only asking you to step up. God has no problem giving you your desires, the desires of your heart. or the imaginations of your mind, or the request of your lips. He only requires you to come up. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. He says, after this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter. Come up hither. God is only asking us to step up into the realm of faith so we can see all that we desire, so that we can see all that we ask, so we can see all that he has for us. God has no problem answering any man's prayer. If there's a man to pray, there is a God to answer. God is only asking us to come up in our faith level. Come up to the realm of faith. Come up to the realm of possibilities. Come up. Step up. Step up. Step up. Step up. Mark chapter 9, verse 23, the Bible says, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. If thou canst believe, if you only you believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. So when you step up in your faith, when your faith is excited, you know, in chemistry, they say atoms, when they are excited, they move, they spin. When your faith moves, when your faith spins, all things are possible to you. When you move into the realm of faith, all things are possible to you. Let me wrap up this teaching by showing us four things we must believe. What do I believe in? You are talking about faith. What do I need to have faith in? What do I need to believe in? What realms do I need to step up into? Number one, the very first step, the foundational, the basis of faith is being born again. You must be born again. It's not optional. To experience possibilities, you must belong to the one who makes all things possible. And his name is Jesus, the Son of God. To believe in him is to enlist and qualify for possibilities. John chapter 14, verse 1. Hallelujah. John chapter number 14 and verse 1. The Bible says, let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. Ye believe in God, ye also believe in me. So the very basis of faith is believing in God. Once you enlist, it's like your enrollment in a college or in a school or in academia towards graduation. You must first enroll. You can't graduate from a school you don't enroll in. You can't be certified in a course you didn't register for. You can't get a medal for a race you never ran, or you never register to run. So for you to enter into the realm of possibilities, you must take the first step, and that first step is being born again. You must be born again. You must be born again. You must be a child of God to experience possibilities, to begin to function in the realm of possibilities, to begin to experience unlimited possibilities. Amen. So you must believe in God. John chapter 3 verse 16, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. So the price for you to be born again has been paid. You just need to accept it, say, so that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Believe in God. Believe in God. Believe in God. Number two, what do I need to believe in? Believe in the finished work of Christ. Believe in the finished work of Christ. John chapter 14, verse 10 to 12. Believe in the finished work of Christ. John chapter 14, verse 10 to 12. He said, believest not that I am in the Father and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Are you listening? And verse 12, verse 11 says, believe me that I am in the Father and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very works' sake. Huh? We're talking about believing in the finished work of Christ. He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth in me, the works that I do shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. Believe in the finished work of Christ. Believe in what he did for you and I on the cross of Calvary. Believe in the price that was paid to redeem you and I. Believe in the finished work of Christ on the earth. Believe. Believe. Believe the price for your health has been paid. Believe the price for your prosperity has been paid. Believe the right for your promotion has been paid. Believe the right, the price for your lifting has been paid. Believe that Jesus said it is finished. It means it is finished. If the payment is complete, believe in the finished work of Christ. Believe that because he lives, you can see tomorrow. Believe in the finished work of Christ. Only believe. 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 Only believe. Praise God. Number three, what do I believe in? What do I need to believe to experience or to begin to experience this realm of impossibilities? This realm of possibilities, I'm sorry. This realm of unlimited possibilities. What do I need to believe? Believe in God's prophet. Yes. Believe in God's prophet. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 and verse 20. Believe in God's prophet. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall you prosper. Believe in the Lord your God, and you'll be established. Believe in his prophets. Believe in his prophets. Prophets are the mouthpiece of God. Prophets are the God's representatives, ambassadors of God on the earth. I'm not talking about this commercial prophets. I'm talking about real men that hear and speak what the heart of God is. Believe in their prophets. Believe in their prophecy. Believe in the prophet of God. Believe in the prophet of God sent to you. Amen. The widow of Zarephath believed Elijah. And the prophecy of Elijah came to pass for her. Eh? She never lacked until the day the Lord sent the rain on the earth. Believe his prophets. Believe his prophets. Believe his prophets. Believe his prophets. They are humans, but they carry a divine unction. Believe them. When they speak a word to you, take it as though God has spoken to you. When they give you instructions in righteousness, take that as though coming from God. Amen. The man Moses was a prophet of God, but because he was younger than his brother Aaron and his sister, Miriam, they despised him. And the Lord struck Miriam with leprosy. Believe. It might be a small boy. It might be new to ministry. It might be younger than you. It might be somebody lower than your status. But the grace that he carries is greater than what is on your head. Believe. Believe. You might be classmates, but you are not grace mates. You might be age mates, but you are not grace mates. Believe in his prophets. Believe in God's prophets. Believe in God's prophet. Believe in God's prophet. You have to believe. You must believe to experience the, to begin to walk in the realm of unlimited possibilities. Believe. Why? Because it is God that confirms the words of his servant and performs the counsel of his messengers. Believe. Whatever your prophet says to you, God is bound by those words. God is bound by those commandments. God is bound by those promises and those covenants. But you must believe. To believe in the prophet of God is to honor the prophets. To honor the prophets of God. When you believe your prophets. Amen. Believe. I'm spending much time on this because people have problem with that. Oh, it's easy for me to believe God. Yes. It's easy for me to believe his finished work. Yes. But this man I see here calling himself a prophet of God, why should I believe him? Because he's a prophet of God. And how do you know the prophet of God? The Bible says if he said the thing and it comes to pass, he is a prophet. But if he says the thing and it does not happen, don't fear him. It's not the prophet. So, but if he's a prophet of God, believe. 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 Believe that. And finally, number four, what do I believe? What do I need to start believing to begin to experience and walk in this realm of unlimited possibilities? Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. Believe the word of God. The word of God spoken to you. The written word of God in the Bible. Believe. Believe. Believe the word of God. Anything that's written there as a promise is for you and I. Believe it. Believe it. He has said to us in this house, for example, that he will make this sixth month as though it will be the first month. Believe. Believe. Eh? Amen. There's a testimony of one, my father in the faith, Pastor E. Adeboye. One day, he came to the Holy Ghost service and he said, we should greet ourselves Happy New Year. I forgot what month of the year it was, but it was not January. He said, greet and congratulate yourself, Happy New Year. And we did. The next morning, we heard that that devil of a man, of a ruler over the nation Nigeria had passed on, mysteriously. So, believe the word of God, even if the words coming from his prophets, his servants. The word of God liveth and abideth forever. Believe. So when God is, I said that testimony or that example or that illustration to let us know that when God has said in his word in Joel chapter 2 verse 23 that he will give us the former and the latter rain in the first month, believe that. Yes, it is June. June is the sixth month. It's not the first month. But he said he will make this month of June as though the first month. Where the latter rain shall be, and the former rain shall be released upon us, and the restoration of our land, and then a pouring out of his spirit, and then the coming of the Lord is following. Believe. Believe what is written. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 11. The Bible says, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper. And the thing whereto I sent it. Believe. Believe. No scripture is written by private interpretation. All scriptures are written by the inspiration of God. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it verbatim. Don't go and look for Greek or Hebrew or Roman version. Believe it raw. Believe it verbatim. He said, you shall be the head and not the tail. Believe him. He said, a young one shall lead them. Believe him. Don't go and look for what it means to lead in Hebrew. Read it raw. That's why it's written in English, the one you can understand. Swallow it all. Believe it raw. Swallow it raw. Believe it raw. Swallow it raw. Don't go and look for no interpretation or concordance. As you read it from scriptures, believe exactly what it said. Believe it. And you will begin to experience unlimited possibilities in the name of Jesus Christ. The realm of unlimited possibility is free and can accommodate all of us. Like my father in the faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, would say, he said, the top is free for all to fly in. There is space for you. There's room for you in this realm of unlimited possibilities, where there is nothing hindering you, where there's nothing you ask for that you never receive, where all things are working together for your good. But you must believe. You must first be saved. You must be saved. And if you are not saved during this service, congratulations. Why? Because you will be saved in a few minutes. I will be giving you an opportunity to give your hearts to the Lord, and God will save you to the uttermost now. Now. If you believe you will be saved now, you will be saved now. Amen? But believe. 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 I see you and I increasing in our faith and operating in the realms of unstoppable breakthroughs from today, in the name of Jesus Christ. This month of June, nothing shall be impossible unto us. All that we ask, all that we think, all that we plan, all that we desire of God, God will do for us in this month of possibilities. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let's bow our heads and just give God thanks for his word this morning. Let's give him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise. Let's thank him. Let's give him all glory. Thank you, Father, for your word to us this morning. You said all things are possible to him that believeth. Ask God for the grace to believe. Like Peter said unto him, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Any way I have doubted you, any way I have not believed you, any way my faith is not strong enough, this month of June, increase my faith. That all things are possible with you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. Because testimonies of impossibilities becoming possibilities shall abound in this house and from this service to the glory and praise of your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your word. Blessed be the name Jesus. In Jesus' mighty and matchless name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, if you're on this service, you're not yet saved, I want to give you an opportunity to give your heart to the Lord. If you are not saved, you are not safe. Salvation is registration into the realm of unlimited possibilities. If you are under the sound of my voice this morning and you want to give your heart to the Lord, or maybe perhaps you were once saved and actively working for God, but now something happened and you are no longer with God, I want to give you an opportunity to return back to the Lord this morning. God has been waiting. And no, he's not upset with you. And he will accept you this morning. So if you're under the sound of my voice, in any of these two categories, you want to give your heart to the Lord, or you want to return home to the Lord, please bow your heads and close your eyes and say these prayers after me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I come to you today as a sinner, and I know and accept you as my Savior. Please forgive me of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Write my name in the book of life. And make me your child again. I believe you died for me. And on the third day you rose again, that I may be justified. And so right now, I believe that I'm forgiven, that I'm saved, that I'm born again, and I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin to serve the living God. I believe in my heart, and I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Amen. Bow your heads as I pray with you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for these ones that the same grace that has brought them forward today, that has brought them back, will keep them in the faith in the name of Jesus. None of this shall be lost to the world. None of this shall go back to their vomit. Saints shall not have dominion over you. I cover you in the blood of Jesus. I break the bridge between you and your former life. I break the bridge of sin over your life. I break the bridge of wickedness that we want to connect you back in the name of Jesus Christ. So shall it be. You are blessed. May the grace to seek and pant only after God release upon you. And may you remain rapturable until Jesus comes. In Jesus' mighty name, I have prayed. Amen.